Alex Golish, please end this embarrassing drought.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Dadgum Friday. We're going to have some fun, get fired up for the weekend. But today, Coach Golish, man, you got to help us. You got to help us in this drought. Auburn is on a terrible streak in one particular statistic. We're going to talk about what that is and how Auburn can end it. In the streak. This is a streak you definitely want to end. Who's going to be the top wide receiver that could possibly end this streak? And then we got to go with everybody's favorite segment, Jack Arse of the Week. And I got a good one that we talked about before already this week, but we're gonna give him a whole segment. Let's dive right in, guys. The next round put this stat out, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw it up there. Auburn is on a historic run right now. Is there now the longest tenured school in Division One without having a 1,000-yard wide receiver? And I know, look, y'all, it's a joke a lot of times. And I talk about throwing fades, and I talk about this, and I talk about that, putting the ball in the air, and mostly most of it's kidding. Like I really don't just want to just throw four fades in the end zone. I really don't just want to only throw the ball and never run it. The whole thing is just how Auburn seems to be on this, or Auburn just has this inability, I guess, to step forward into the 21st century when it comes to offense. We just have such an inability to complete a pass in a forward direction. You know, Terry Bowden famously said one time, he's like, Auburn fans would rather go, I think it's something like, I might butcher it, so correct me in the chat if I'm wrong. Auburn fans would rather go like 8-4 and run the ball than 9-3 and pass the ball or something like that. 8-4 and run the ball 30 times versus 9-3 and pass the ball 30 times. Anytime the pass game doesn't work, we do always want to say, hey, just run the daggum ball. Just run the daggum ball. We got to get into the 21st century, man. It's been an epic dry spell as far as receivers go. And I think we got the guy that can possibly end this streak, and that's with Alex Golish. Talking about wide, when you're talking about wide receiver production since he's been a play caller, you're talking about 21,202 total receiving yards through six seasons. That's about 3,500 yards a season that he's been able to produce out of his offenses since he was started calling plays, okay? 179 total receiving touchdowns. Man, I want to get 20-plus receiving touchdowns too. It feels like we're always – I remember when Chris Todd broke the single-season touchdown record. What was it? It wasn't even that many. It was like just a little over 20 or something like that. That was back in 2009. And he's had 4,000-yard wide receivers in just 6 years. If we're going to break the streak, it's going to be under this guy. I mean, if we can't break it under this guy, then Auburn is cursed, and you just can't get it done. You got to go all the way back to 1999, almost 30 years ago. Ronnie Daniels in a honestly, not a great season. I think Auburn was like, 5-6 or something like that. He did have that gigantic game versus Georgia where he had like 250 yards receiving. He had two games back-to-back that were pretty elite. He had 10 receptions for 143 yards against Central Florida and 9 catches for 249 against Georgia. So that was a chunk of his – geez, that was almost 400 yards right there. And that's it. Had some guys come close. You know, Sammy Coates came close. I think Seth Williams came close. You had a couple of guys get really close. You just haven't had anybody eclipse that mark. Now, just having a wide receiver go for 1,000 yards doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have success. It's not like a benchmark for success. But what it does is if you got one guy that's doing it, more than likely the pass game's working, okay? And you're able to get the ball in the air and get the ball moving up and down the field. And I think that's what we're all looking for. Do not say, yeah, exactly, Teresa. Do not say 1999 was almost 30 years ago. That hurts. Yeah, it was. It was almost 30 years ago. If I did that math right, yeah. We're 3 years away from the 30-year anniversary of Auburn's 1,000-yard wide receiver. We may have to have to honor him on the field if we can't do it before then. We may have to have him come out on the 30-year reunion of his 1,000-yard year in a 5-6 or whatever the record was season. Everybody's doing this now. Everybody's getting the ball up and down the field. Everybody is able to throw the ball, and Auburn has just not been able to. It's been the kryptonite, honestly. Even the teams that have been good and won games, when you get to those tough teams that can stop the run, Auburn's never just been able to get over the hump, ever been able to really stretch the field. And it's so maddening, especially when you've had really good defenses a lot of times on the other side of the ball. So we got to fix this. I think Golish is the guy to do it, and hopefully he gets it done. Who's the best receiver in the last, since 1999? Who's one that you thought for sure was going to go over 1,000 that didn't quite get it done? I thought for sure Sammy Coates would get it. I thought for sure Seth Williams would get one. He was a baller. We've had some dudes, man. Ben Obamanu, Devin Aromashadu, like one of those guys should have done it. They all got over the 1,000 career yard mark. KLS was so close. Gosh, he was so close. They were really trying, Keandre Lambert-Smith, they were really trying, Hugh was in that Iron Bowl on that last drive that didn't matter, to really see if they could get him over. Courtney Taylor, that's another good one. You've had some pretty good, solid dudes, but just nobody's been able to get over that hump. I would say, I mean, a lot of it is not necessarily on the wide receiver. Quarterback play plays a lot into it. Quarterback play plays a ton into it. Quarterback play has probably 90% plus to do with receiving yardage, and Auburn's had some struggles there. Darius Slayton. You know what's funny is when Darius Slayton was here, the message boards, a lot of those guys called him Embarious Slayton because I guess he would have some drops and things like that. Dude's probably had one of the better NFL careers of any Auburn wide receiver in the past, gosh, how many years? He's actually had a pretty good pro career. Yes, Marcus, we do. We need somebody to step up in this room. We're going to talk about who that could be in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Veterans and Pepperell Parkway. Auto hospitality, that's where it's at now. This isn't going to your old auto shop and just biting the bullet and understanding you're about to lose $1,000. You can have somebody that you can trust, that you can know that they're going to tell you what needs to be fixed. And we might want to address this, but we can address this down the road, or maybe on the next oil change. I'll tell you what, this new program they have going on is second to none. You need to check them out. They're also doing it in the Alabaster location. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then if you need a good real estate agent in the Auburn, Opelika area, hit me up. It's Kyle Rush with Keller Williams, kylerush@kw.com. If you want to buy, build, or sell in the Auburn area, would love to help you out. We'll be back right after this. So who's it going to be? Chat, who's it going to be? Tell me who you think. Is that guy on this roster? Is that guy on this roster, or is this something that's going to be down the road? Could we do it this year? I think y'all are going to get a kick out of this. I was looking for the Instagram picture of the Auburn wide receivers that, you know, and there was a defensive back that all took a picture together on the practice field. Check this out. This is hilarious. If you're listening, you're going to hate this, but I'll describe it. So I typed in Auburn new wide receivers, and look, this picture comes up. It's freaking Zach. Google AI populates Zach's Blackerby's picture by, you know, the prompt that it gave me in talking about the Auburn wide receiver core. I don't know why. I thought that cracked me up. I wanted to share it. But I did find it eventually. I did find it. And hold on. My screen's kind of freaking out. Give me a second. Sorry for this. But here you go. You got a bunch of good-looking dudes that I think could help you get it done. You got, obviously, Keyshawn Singleton. You got Jeremiah Koger. You got Christian Neptune. You got Chaz Nimrod. You got a lot of options. And then you got guys like Sam Turner. You got guys like Duke Smith. You got guys like Bryce Kane. You got some dudes, I think, that can make some noise in this league. And the cool thing is, to me, this is going to be a big wide receiver core. Like, this is going to be some bigger guys. Like, we're not going to have that avatar 6'6 guy, but we're going to have a bunch of guys that are, you know, 6'1, 6'2, 200 pounds that can run. You're going to have a ton of options. So, honestly, that could be a little bit of a obstacle, a hurdle to getting to that 1,000-yard mark, because you may have so many different options. I know a lot of people are going to point to Keyshawn Singleton as, obviously, he's the headliner of that portal class, probably the headliner of the whole wide receiver room. But, man, I really think Jeremiah Koger is going to explode in the SEC. When you watch his film as a true freshman, he is just so incredibly fluid, and you can just tell how physically gifted he is. And hey, he had no idea what he was doing last year. He just was going out there, running routes, and just being an athlete. And to see what happens from year one to year two, where it goes from just going out there, running around, and being an athlete to actually becoming a wide receiver in the SEC and going up against SEC competition, I just think when you talk about a jump from year to year, I think that kid is going to explode. TK, you're dead on. Nobody's talking about Chaz Nimrod. Chaz Nimrod was on pace last year to hit that 1,000-yard mark in that room we're talking about right now, where Singleton and Koger get all the headlines. Nimrod was the one early that was exploding, and then he got injured. 100%. Koger actually got his opportunity because Nimrod was injured. And he's back fully healthy. I mean, nobody's really talking about him. AI didn't even list him in the prompt. Did not even list him in that prompt where I showed you the screenshot of Zach. I think that guy's got a chance to explode. And he's got SEC experience. Now, he's going to have to clean up the drops. And I don't exactly know where he lines up on the field. I mean, are they going to move him into the slot? Is he going to be more of a slot guy? Or is he just going to flat out beat out one of these Singleton or Koger? Got to keep our eyes on him. I think he's going to be really good. Yes, practice starts next week. We have a viewing period on Tuesday. I can't wait to see all these guys. I'm probably going to go live after practice. So y'all make sure you're tuned in. Have your alert bells on for that one. Just tell you what I see. Can't wait to see the wide receivers. Can't wait to see Byron Brown throw the football in the air around the yard. Can't wait to see what – offensive line lineups we put out there. We'll go over all of it, that defensive line rotation as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Spring kicks off next week. Let's go. Then we got a month of spring football to talk about, all leading all the way up to A-Day on March 6th or April 16th or 17th, whenever it is. Should be a lot of fun. Let's do that. Let's do everybody's favorite segment. It's time for Jack Arce of the Week, brought to you by Jack Arce Rentals. Give them a call, 762-208-5013, jackarcerentals.com. If you're in East Alabama and you need a scissor lift, or you need a trailer, or you need a boom lift, or you need an air compressor, or a mini X, or a skid steer, doesn't matter. They're your guys to go to. Call JJ. Use coupon code BARN10 at checkout or online. Take 10% off your order. So let's jump into it. Talked about him earlier in the week. I'm going to play the clip again. This week's Jack Arce of the Week is the head coach of the South Florida Bulls basketball team, Brian Hodgson. Here's this clip on the Field of 68 again. We're going to watch it, and then it's going to be obvious why he's the Jack Arce of the Week, but we're going to talk about it.
I'll say that about this. We do a good job with our guys, and I've got a very close relationship with them. So any of these clowns out here that think they're going to, reach out to my guys before the season ends and start sending the DMs and having the third party, I will find you. I'm not like the rest of these college basketball coaches. We will have a face-to-face conversation. I can promise you that.
You know we're clipping.
Hold on.
Goodman. Wait, you know we're clipping this. We're going to put this out there for everybody to see.
No, I want it out there because there's some real clowns out there. And it may work with other people. It doesn't work with me. We're all going to be in Indianapolis. I will find you. And we should I repeat what's the movie with Liam Neeson, Taken? I've got a particular set of skills that make me a nightmare for people.
Hodgson,
like
you. Hold on, man.
What a tough guy. He's ready to fight. He's ready to fight. He is shocked that there's tampering out there. This is the first time, and he's going to fight somebody. We're going to fight. We're going to talk face to face. I'll see you in Indianapolis. What a joke, dude. Here's the deal. Do you think we all believe that you've never tampered? You were I didn't know this. He was an Alabama assistant up until 2023. In 2023, they had Latrell Whitesell, Grant Nelson. They got like seven guys out of the portal in that year. And then at South Florida, he's gotten guys out of the portal. At Arkansas State, he's gotten guys out of the portal. So you're the only one that's not using any third-party communication to reach out there to portal targets? Give me a break, dude. Come on. Calling everybody clowns, and you got the Just For Men beard line going on. You got the Just For Men beard coloring lined up real good. Give me a break, bro. Brian Hodgson, he's the only coach, him and Dabo Swinney, they're the only coaches alive that are not tampering. They're the only coaches out there that only wait until kids announce they're in the portal to go get kids out of the portal. He does look a lot like Ryan Day. Complete clown. He's calling other guys clowns. That whole interview was a clown show. I've never seen – you are not – there's nobody more pathetic than a coach that complains about tampering. That is – you are a beta. If you're complaining about tampering, you're a beta, 1,000%. Go out and get your threatening to fight somebody on a podcast too, you know, when you can't be called to the carpet. Like, how are we ever going to know if that actually happened? How are we ever going to know if he's as tough as he says he is? What a joke. That's my Jack Arce of the Week. What do y'all think? Are you big fans of Brian Hodgson? I'm not. I think he's kind of a punk, to be completely honest. Guys, another great week of shows. Hopefully Auburn can eclipse this 1,000-yard mark. The only obstacle, I think, is the other wide receivers in the room. I think they could cannibalize each other a little bit. I know I want wins, but I do want to see Auburn take a step forward into the 21st century as far as offense goes. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.